Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up for it, my hustle staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Happy Sunday. Start of a whole new week. I'm ready. We have so much to talk about. Because my last was cut short due to the timing that was scheduled. And now we're back, and we have so much to talk about, so much that we missed. So we have to cover. My super-duper awesome co-host is on the line. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Long time no talk to you. How's everything been going?
You know, you've been missing in action. You are so busy that I can only get you when I can get you, you know, so... Hey.
Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder, as they say. I'm a very busy man, you know. Trust me, I would be here every Sunday if I could, just like now. So trust me, I miss you.
That's so sweet.
And I miss you
too. That's so sweet. I miss you too. Well, I want to give a special shout out to Bora Bora, Barbados, and all of the other countries that are tuning in now. We have 10 countries, and it's so amazing.
Nice. I like nice and warm, too. Barbados. Ooh. Nice. Would have been there. Love to go there. Barbados. What's up, everybody around the world listening? We appreciate you.
Right. We so appreciate you. I am so blessed. I'm thankful. You know, to the magnitude that this show, thankful for the magnitude that this show is growing. I hope you guys enjoy it. Please feel free to hit me on any of my social medias. If you have a topic that you want us to cover and talk about, I'll be more than happy to cover it and talk about it with you guys, because that's what we're here for. Open communication and taboo. You guys, thank you to all of you guys everywhere that's helping this show grow. We have a ways to go. You know, we're not there by a long shot, but I'm appreciative. So thank you guys again. So tonight we're going to cover, why do females go behind women that they know to date? Now, let me give you this disclosure at the very beginning. I am not saying men don't do it, because men definitely do it. Women just do it more.
That's
women
true.
Do it more. And so here's the thing. Here's me. This is me. I'm the type of person that's going to test you. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long, you know, you've been around me. You have to be around me for a certain amount of time for me to not have to test you anymore, for me to, you know, understand who anybody that I'm around. I pay attention to their work ethic. I pay attention to, you know, what level of things they compensate and tell me, and I pay attention to, you know, them. And I'm gonna bait you every time. I'm gonna show you one person with a little bit of clout and say, yeah, you know, X, Y, and Z. And then I sit back and I watch to see if you go after this person, if you start communicating with this person, if you start trying to be, you know, try to deal with this person. I pay attention to those things. Not because I'm going to be mad at you, not because I'm going to be bitter at you. But here's the one thing about me. I've been in the game for a very long time. So, you know, I got anything from Z list to, I probably go up to about a C list of friends, right? So you know, they come and go, right? And for what that shows me is the type of person that I'm dealing with. So I immediately understand that you can't put them up on some. I had this one friend, right?
Ooh.
One friend of me. She sat up under me for so long, like I knew something was up with her. So I never let my guard down. But she sat up under me for so long trying to see who it was that I was dealing with. She knew I was dealing with somebody, but she sat up under me trying to see. And for like a month and a half, she stayed with me. And guess what? For a month and a half, I wouldn't let nobody come to my house. Like, you know, like that's how calculated I am, because, you know, people move the way that they move. You know what I'm saying? And I know. So women have this thing about them that they want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be known. Ladies,
yeah.
I'm going to give you some tips tonight. And this is just from sis to sis. And if you don't believe me, you got a man on the phone that can concur. You got brothers and you got cousins. So I'm going to tell you why y'all not winning with these dudes. I'm going to tell you why you not being wiped up with real dudes. I'm going to tell you what he think about you when you trying to dry snitch and dry hate on the next chick. Now, of course, he going to probably sit down and talk about the next chick with you, because that means that he's lame. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you why you ain't going to go nowhere with him. We're going to get into all of these good facts on this show tonight, because I always feel like the game is to be sold, not told. But if you knew better, you would do better. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of thinking that maybe these chicks just need guidance. So I'm pretty sure we're going to have more callers calling in tonight. James, what's the number that they can call in if they have a question or comment?
Well, if they have a question and comments, please call in at 646-787-1839. That's 646-787-1839. Press 1. You press 1, that means we know you're serious to be on the air. Otherwise, you know,
646-787-1839. Yeah. Press 1 when you call it. And if you're on the social medias, I put the links up for you to tune in to the show on the social media, right? So listen, I've dated some of the best, some of the worst. I mean, I have, and I have never ever been the type to run behind somebody I'm cool with, somebody that I conversate with, somebody that I chop it up with. I've never been that type to run behind them, right? Because let me tell you something. When a man know that you know somebody that he dealt with, he one know that you have no loyalty, and you ain't shit. Because if you know this person, if you deal with this person, or whatever the case may be, whatever you be, you can say you ain't cool with her like that. But you going to turn around and tell him some things later on. See, men, they pay attention. You know, bodies don't get it no more. So loyalty is something that's very rare. He ain't going to take you serious, sis. Okay. 2, you have to be for a G or for anybody on any type of level that I deal with to want to deal with you. Perfect example. Women will always talk about what they want to do, where they going. Or, you know, some women, especially in Atlanta, they'll say, I got this, I got that, but you can never produce. Sis, ain't no real G going to wife you if you ain't got your shit together. Ain't no real
right.
G. I mean, men wife scrippers, you know what I'm saying? They really do. And you got a couple lanes that are wife holds. You know what I'm saying? You do. But in all honesty, though, when a man look at you as a hoe, baby, he going to tell you everything that he need to tell you to keep getting it, but he's not going to take you serious. Baby, you a hoe, you ain't in the house, you out here grinding, you out here getting it. A hoe going to show her cart herself, right? So you got 10 niggas, and you know all of them. But then you see this chick, and you know this chick, and she hollering at somebody that possibly have more money than the ones that you used to dealing with. You want to go after him. You want to make yourself seen. I feel like women do it because they feel like, oh, I look better than her. Oh, you know, I'm this, I'm that. Let me tell you something. It has not, probably one time a female went behind me from somebody and they actually ended up being serious. I ain't doing too bad for myself. So when it comes down to it, you can't be some bum bitch trying to slide up on something that I done dealt with, bruh. Because at the end of the day, he really ain't just gonna be what it is. You know what I'm saying? For me, I got my own money. So when people do stuff for me, it's because they see my hustle and my drive. Most men, they see gold diggers and they be like, I'm good on that. You know, because most of these women, granted, if you're going behind somebody else, you're looking for a come up. That's the way I feel. She got to be looking for a come up. She got to be looking for some right now money, or maybe he can do this for me, or maybe he can do that for me. You know what I'm saying? If he dealing with her. I mean, for me, it's just like you got to get yourself together first. You got to be straight for you first. Listen, if you are over the age of 25, and I give you 25 because that's high school, that's college, straight up. If you are over the age of 25 and you are a woman, you should always have your own crib. Period.com. Now, I know some people that don't, and, I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it. But over the age of 25, because, see, at that point, you should understand what responsibility is. So if you don't have your own shit and you got an excuse, trust me, I don't care what that excuse is, it's an excuse. You got to get on your A1 sauce. If you're not living with your dude, you got to have your own, or you ain't got your shit together. So however you want to pay what I'm saying, however you want to weigh what I'm saying, you do that. But understand that I'm giving you some jewels. So when you over 25, you don't have a place. You got a car. You always in the streets. You always in the club. People know who you is. It's a small world. So ain't nobody going to truly wife you up when you a thought. That hoe over there, that hoe be over there, that hoe be over there, that hoe be over there. Like you ain't going to get no real man to do it. You going to get somebody to do it, but he ain't going to be nobody that's going to put you on that next level that you want to be. So when you want to go out the, like, bosses, and when you want to go out the mid money, you need to have your together, hands down. People see that shit, like, sis, for real. Like, when I was hustling, I always had a badass crib. I don't give a fuck where I was. I had a crib. Even if I wasn't in it, I always had a crib. But I was always gone on the road. I didn't have a car. And even though I didn't have a car, people pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, okay, you know, shit, she got this. You know, she got this nice-ass crib, you know, pool table and, you know, decent here, you know, whatever. But, you know, she ain't got no car, even though I was jumping in at a car service. So, for me, I was like, oh, fuck them motherfuckers, you know. I'm jumping in at a car service. This is before Uber and Lyft. So, I'm paying big boy money. I ain't paying no, I'm really jumping out of a car service. I'm not paying little money. So for me, the crowd that I was around, I felt like, shit, I was doing it. Anytime I wanted to step out, I had a fresh fit on, fresh shoes on. You know, wherever I'm at, I'm doing what I do, right? But here's the thing. That was my mentality at that point. But real men was looking at me like, you know, okay, I'm rocking with you, but you ain't got it all the way together yet. You know what I'm saying? And it's not judging me, right? Since it's never judging you got to know the difference between somebody judging you and somebody putting you up on game. So when my buddy talked to me, he was putting me up on game. You smart as hell. Whatever you're doing it, but keep going. So you need to make having a car your priority. Even if you're not here, let it sit up. You let the whole house sit up. You're absolutely right. Let me step my game up. When you grow, I think the levels of life that you take, the levels that you take in life have something, a whole lot to do with where you are as a person, where you are as a man, where you are as a woman, right? At a certain age, you know, 35, 36, you are who you are. You know what I'm saying? You are who you are. At this time, it's not about really, like, changing who you are. It's really perfecting who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like contouring who you are. Because if you don't make, you should always make tweaks to yourself. You're never too old to make tweaks. But, you know, for the foundation of you, that's already laid. When you're a certain age and you're an opportunist, you're going to be an opportunist until something really big happened in your life or that person coming on. If you that age, you know, and you out here hoeing, you know, you hoe. It's just what it is, you know. You this age, you out here with anything over two children, for me, you shouldn't be out here in these streets. And, I mean, I'm just that's my thing. I feel like the streets got an age limit and they got a kid limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you start taking on responsibility, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the way I feel. You know, that's my opinion. The streets got an age limit, and they got a kid limit. You know what I'm saying? So when you out here playing, I think it's a certain time. You know, these women in their 20s, let them play. Boy, I encourage every woman to play in their teens and 20s and get serious about life in your 30s. I encourage you to play. Don't wait until you get in your 30s and then say, you want to get serious or you want to play. Let's ask backwards. You basically will never have it together. And all you're going to do is be, like, stuck out here in these streets. It's a dirty game. But your age, right, time plays a role in how you think. time plays a role in where you are. So I tell myself, like, the way I think now, of course, I didn't think this way 4 years ago. Because 4 years ago, I was in my early 30s. And you know, it's like, shit, turn up. But let me tell you. Right. But I had started to change my thought process. Yeah, at that point in life for me, I was like, all right, you know, I'm getting old now. You know, like, what am I going to do with myself? So, sis, you got to start asking yourself, what are you going to do with yourself? Because you have to have something for a person to respect. Really, don't matter what you did in your past. You could turn up. You could do whatever the case may be. You could have done whatever in your past, right? But as long as you have made the conscious effort to change yourself, listen, dude, I was a whole freaking porn fucking chick, dog. And I went from that to not having sex for damn near a year. Like, I was telling my friend today, I was like, I worked so hard to get my mind and body back right. I worked so hard to change the direction of my mind and my body. You know, it wasn't easy. And I don't ever want to put myself in that situation again. And you got some women out here that ain't even getting, ain't the first porn star ever, but you in the club. Man, listen, alcohol is a sexual enhancer, okay? When bitches get alcohol, they want to fuck. So if you in the club every single night, it's just a thing. Are you fucking the same nigga? Or how different niggas you fucking? And more than likely, you ain't fucking the same nigga. So some of you women, y'all see, out here in this club fucking 90 going motherfucking north. And here's the thing. A man can sense a hoe. You can say everything that you think you want to tell him, and you can make him pay attention to you, but it's going to come out. That's just like you dating a man, right? And if you doing everything you supposed to do by that man, he going to know it. A man going to know if somebody done hit his stuff. He ain't going to tell you because he going to keep hitting it. But he ain't going to respect you either. And so I hear women say, he don't respect me. But what are you doing? A man know when that stuff done been touched, whether you know it or not. They know that. A man can smell another man on you. You know, that's like we got all these senses that we don't understand. A man can smell another man on you. If he advanced and he know his scent, he can smell that, sis. So when you ain't doing right by him and he dogging you out and you like, you don't know why, because he ain't caught you in nothing, he got that. Like, this bitch ain't right. She ain't right. So basically, like, you get more out of a real chick by being down or just not dealing with her at all, as opposed to trying to be on a bitch and then trying to motherfucker go get a motherfucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, most of y'all panty dudes anyways, say y'all deal with them. Most of y'all paying these dudes, right? Most of y'all paying these dudes. So how you going to go behind another sis just to pay to have somebody in your life, in your phone? How you going to do that? How you gonna go behind another sis and that man got a whole lady? So you ain't, he ain't gonna take you serious anyways. But you ain't cool with sis no more because you decided to go behind sis because you motherfucking out of pocket. But you ain't shit and you can't be trusted. You gonna fuck sis when sis could have put you in way better situations than that. And then at the same time, if they're a G like me and sis don't even really deal with the folk like that, then you just showed your hand and you ain't get nothing for it on either way, on either corner. What you think about these broads that interact like that? What you think about these chicks that don't really get how men think?
Those are the lost souls, as we call them.
Your phone is messing up tonight. Where the hell are you at?
I don't know. I know what's going on. I know. It's like sometimes you become in and out, and I hear you fine now, but I don't know. Do I sound okay?
Now you sound okay.
Okay, now I sound okay? Well, thank you. I always think I sound okay.
Yeah.
But back to the seriousness. Yeah, I call those women lost souls, basically. It's like, for them not to realize that, I mean, their actions speak louder than their words. You know, men who are perceptive like me can read that a mile away. You know, all you got to do is just pay attention and see how they interact with certain people. You know, women who are always jealous of other women, what they got, not just like who they dating, but what they have or what, you know, what they got going on. It's just mind-boggling to me how here we are, 2017, and it seems like it's gotten worse than it has ever been before, it seems like to me. It just seems like not, you know, fucking anybody's feelings, start respecting other people, and it's like, well, you know, I just want to step on your shit and take what I want, which is, you know, that's so disrespectful, especially when it's a woman that knows this woman, when, you know, when she's all along contemplating on how she's going to fuck over her. But that's even worse. You know, it's different if it was like some bitch that you don't know, and she's trying to put her name out there, trying to get, you know, a foot through the door. But when it's someone that you know, and she's trying to play that shit, that's like, wow. So your attention all along wasn't even to be my friend. Your attention was trying to destroy my life, you know, destroy my world. You know, trying to do that, because, you know, you got some women not only try to take other people's try other women's men, but do other shit. You know, grimy. Like, try to sabotage your shit because you got shit going on. The jealousy and envy is a motherfucker. It's just ridiculous to me. And I would never understand it, you know, regardless of being a man or woman, you know, because I believe in, you know, if you want to get something, you go get it yourself. There's a way of doing it. You don't just shit on someone else. You know, or why this person got this wife, because the motherfucker, they got off their ass and got it. Regardless of career or a significant other or whatever, they did it. You could do it too. Just don't be grumpy about it and have some self-respect and self-confidence. But most of these women out there, and there are dudes out there too, so let's be honest, that, you know, they don't have that chromosome. They just don't have that in their DNA. They just can't help but hate, and can't help to be grimy, and can't help but just fuck over someone else. And I would not understand it. And I would like to think eventually in the near future that would change a little bit, but I don't know. That's the way shit's going on now. I don't know. I'm not saying never, but, you know, hopefully down the line, in our lifetime, we might see that decline somehow. And I think if people start, you know, respecting themselves first before doing anything else, maybe that would change. But we'll see. We shall see about that. I got it. But we'll see.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen. And first and foremost, it's one of those things that women don't get. Like, you pass around, and they don't care about being passed around until they get the right lick. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't look for licks. I don't look for opportunities, right? Most of the people that I have dealt with, like, we stay cool, you know? So maybe we deal with each other, and it's not our time. Like, me and my baby daddy right now, like, you know, we dealt with each other years ago. You know what I'm saying? And we, you know, whether we sell out, whether we, you know, just, you know, was going about our business or whatever, it was never like, you know, we always came back together. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't no newbie type situation. Like, I really don't put new folks in my circle. And this is the reason why. But, you know, you have to think, like, men gonna be men. And that's just the whole part of you know, a man is going to be a man, and you can't question that. You can't second guess that, because that's just it. But for these women that be out here, and they be like, you know, like, all the time, like, it really gets under my skin when I hear a woman always talking about a hater. And so for me, that makes me understand that you ain't about your business. Because if you was handling your business, you couldn't even pay attention to a hater. If you were handling your business, man, you can't even see a hater. Do you think I think that people not hating on me? Guess what? I don't even think. I don't give a fuck. The motherfucker that's probably hating on me, man, you not even on my page and on my level. So if you come and tell me that a motherfucker that own their own house, or that a motherfucker that's driving a brand new car that they paid for, the house that they paid for, that ain't nobody gave them nothing, that they got a couple of businesses that they started, that they put their own money into, you tell me somebody on that type of time is giving me some advice, and guess what? I ain't finna turn my nose up. I'm finna listen. Because that means that you going in the right direction. You going the same direction that I'm in, or you even further, and I need to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that somebody that ain't got shit got something to say about me, bruh. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that. A lot of times we think people be hating on us, but in actuality, we ain't putting our best foot forward. In actuality, we not doing what we supposed to do to get to where we going. So if you got an opportunity and something happened to that opportunity and you talking about this person hating or that person hating, maybe that opportunity wasn't for you. Maybe you need to redirect your life, your attention, and your energy into something else that maybe is for you. You know what I'm saying? And then if every time you turn around, there's an opportunity or there's something going on, bruh, then maybe you hanging around the wrong people all in all. But I think as people, we got to start paying attention to what's going on. We going into 2018. You bitches still raggedy in. Come on, sis. Yeah. Y'all got to do better than this. I sit back and I watch. And I'm very vocal. I'm never going to hold my tongue. I'm never going to not say what I want to say. And that's just the thing about me. That's what makes me different. That's what, that don't make me no hater. That make me real. Because I ain't going to be the one talking about, oh, guess what? No, we ain't doing all that. Uh-huh. Check this out. You out of pocket, hoe. You out of pocket, sis. Yeah. Or I'm going to let you know I see you. Keep doing what you do. Salute, boo-boo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, it's like not that serious, because I know that y'all trying to get to where I am. You know what I'm saying? I know you trying to get to where I'm going. You know, right now I said on social media, so I don't care about saying it now. I said after I had this baby, I'm going to get something cut, you know, get some nips and cuts. I ain't add nothing to my body. I'm taking away my stomach. I need my stomach back. So I'm going to get my stomach done, you know, after I have my baby. Get what? That money already put up. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that that's what I want to do. I know that me touching that money is not an option. I know that this is going to happen because I know, you know, this got to happen, you know? So for me, it's like I got one friend, right? And this one friend, she's in the game a little bit, but she is working diligently to get out of the game. And guess what? I sit and I have these positive talks with her. I love her to death. I'm here for her. I push for her. I want her to do better. I want her to, you know, to expand her wings. Like, I'm here rooting for her. Anything she want, I got her. I swear I do. Because she's trying to do better. Listen, you can have a husband and he still got to cut a check. You know what I'm saying? You know, hoeing is just, you know, you going to either have a husband that's going to cut a check, or you're going to have a boyfriend that's going to cut a check. But you got to understand that you got, you know, a check is definitely something that you want if you live that life. And so, you know, for me, when I got out of that life, I was just like, fuck it, I got my own everything, right? And I live life to that extent, but I was making myself a target. I was making myself a target for people with less than, or people that thought, okay, help me till I get to this point, and then I got you type. Yeah, I'm not on that, right? So I had to change the way that I spoke, right? So I ain't telling you what I got. You ain't coming to my house. You don't. You know, you're going to see what I drive. That's all you're going to do, because I'm going to have to meet you somewhere. But none of the other things that I got going on is anything that you're going to know about, you know, unless you're on my social media and you see something. I had to learn to start pulling myself back and become selfish, because now I have children that I have children that I have to take care of. I have men. And it's like, you know, when you down, listen, I have down times. I have down moments. When I don't have money, who can I call? If I need $100, who can I call?
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
That's what you got to think about. Not sitting here saying, I got my own, and I'm good, and I'm this, and the other, and I'm finna go run up on him, and I'm trying to make him feel like, you know what I'm saying, he's feeling me. Guess what? If he's feeling you, especially if you finna run up behind somebody you know, he should be able to cut a check with you. Straight up.
Sure.
These men mold these women to not ask them for anything. These men mold these women to feel like needing them is a problem. Well, check this out. I hear so many people. Like I hear, you know, Nino Brown, you know, and that's the homie. He cool. But I hear this man always talking about if she ain't down with you and she ain't this and if she ain't that, then, you know, forget her. But listen, check this out. Who was with me shooting at the gym?
Mm.
If you ain't down with me, then what? You, what gives you the right to think that I gotta be down with you?
Mm-hmm.
What makes me gotta be down with you? When you get on, who's to say that you're supposed to still deal with me? You know what I'm saying? Like people get the wrong idea about situationships and relationships, man. Y'all supposed to be there for each other. Ain't no such thing as I need to be there for you for this whole time, but then you gonna clown on the dude for sitting down and not paying no bills. You know what I'm saying? But yet you wanna push the issue and the agenda that a woman's supposed to be down. Listen, who was there with me shooting at the gym? When I had to go buy this house, when I was at closing, I sat in that room by myself. I sat in Conyers, Georgia by myself at the attorney's office. You know what I'm saying? My pictures with my closing attorney was Dolo. You weren't there with me. You ain't putting no money on this house. When I went down to Volkswagen in 2015 when my car was just 4 months old, you know what I'm saying, and purchased my goddamn car, you weren't with me sitting. My other baby daddy was, though, I can't lie. But you weren't with me sitting at Volkswagen. You know what I'm saying? You weren't right there, you know what I'm saying, signing off on none of that there. You know what I'm saying? Getting a car less than a year old, freaking less than 6 months. You weren't there with me. You know what I'm saying? You weren't there with me when I got to save this money up, when I got to bust my butt, when I got to go here and I got to go there and I got to work 6 days a week, man, to put this up. You weren't there with me. So why do I owe you anything? But what you need to understand is that you need to show me like I need to show you that I'm down for you and you're down for me. Even though right now I'm on a hiatus, you know, and I've been just, you know, wrapping my mind around work. I got a huge project coming along. If you see my Instagram, I kind of changed up my Instagram a lot and, you know, changed up, you know, every social media is predicated to something different, but I got something really, really, really huge in the working, and I can just say that I'm so blessed and I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful. And, you know, I just had to get myself back on track. So, you know, sex and, you know, men is really, you know, not really there. You know, friends, okay, of course, let's meet up, let's talk, let's have a drink. But that's about it, you know, I mean, for right now, because, you know, my plate is really full. But my thing is like, you know, nobody owes anybody anything, right? You were put in this world to fend for yourself. But what you need to do is make sure she understands you down for her like you want her to understand she down for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's nothing for me. I go hard for whoever I'm with. But the whole thing is that I had to learn to be selfish because not everybody going to go as hard for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's one
right.
person in this world
right.
that will always be able to get anything from me, and that's King K. King K was with me. When I say who was, King K was with me. King K was, I mean, my friends that, my real friends, like, you know, that understand the core of him being there, they know he was with me. They know he was rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what all we went through, and that man right there, I don't give a fuck if I hit a million right now, you know what I'm saying? I'll go drop him off 100,000 just because that person was there with me when he didn't have to be. That person was there with me without me having to ask him. That person is genuinely, I mean, that's why I went, you know, off and on 3 years with him, because the loyalty that I had for him was through the roof, because you showed me that. You know what I'm saying? If I sit down and people, I sit around you and you feel like, you know, we cool And I may not ask you for something. I may ask you something minute or something small. And you say, what you going to do for me? That's an instant turnoff. I'm a woman. That's an instant turnoff for me. Excuse me. So you know, I mean, I'm just a whole different breed, right? And so, like I said, most of the people that I deal with, we become friends, you know, and we become cool, and we can always communicate with each other because I don't believe in burning bridges, you know what I'm saying? And I also don't believe in, like, a man allowing somebody else to tell him anything to change his perception on me. That means that you're not a man at all. So, you know, you don't need to be around me.
Right.
Outside of those people, you know, I'm still cool with these folks. And then you can go and you see these chicks and they throw themselves at you, and we still going to rock and we still going to deal. And we going to laugh at you, really, because they still going to be cool with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you're an opportunist, it shows. So since, like, you kind of got to do what you got to do for you in the aspect of holding your own self accountable, because a lot of y'all just not y'all ain't got it together.
No.
Yeah. Y'all don't.
You may think you don't, but in reality you don't. You know, a lot of people don't like to look themselves in the mirror and accept reality. You know, they want to point the finger, but not look at themselves. See, take time to really look at themselves. Oh, they're just scared of what they might find when they look in the mirror. Or they know what they're going to see when they look in the mirror. They'd be like, mirror, mirror on the wall. Oh, shit, you know.
Yeah, and it's not bad for you, sis. This is not bad for you. He's being real. He's giving you reality. I'm being real. Like, sis, I want all of y'all to look at yourself and say, look, how old am I and where am I at? You know what I'm saying? Man, if you're in your 30s, man, you're supposed to be situated, man, not bouncing around,
absolutely,
not moving, not, I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to have that structure. I brought my house at 30-something.
That's really fucking good.
But I was in my early 30s. I was in my early 30s when I bought my house. And that was because I knew at that time that I needed to make a decision. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I needed to make a permanent decision. Now, this is not my final house. This is what I bought right now. I'm getting something else and, you know, so on and so forth. But I knew I had to make a decision in my early 30s. I had to make a permanent decision. Like, you got one life to live. You can't sit right here talking about, I'm going to wait till I'm 40. And your children need stability, sis. Your children need to be like, this is my house. Your children need to be able to scratch up a wall. Your children need to be able to chill. You know what I'm saying, sis? So I think, like, a lot of people think that they have it together way more than they do, and a lot of people will, you know, depend on their parents to do things, or their parents do stuff. It's like, oh, I asked, they just did. But, you know, I mean, that's not you having your stuff together. And you sitting around here running behind a man, and you ain't even got your stuff together. But I guess you running behind somebody that's going to continue to take care of you because you ain't going to ever have your stuff together. But what if he leave you? Then what, sis?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need y'all to reevaluate yourself for 2018, man. I need y'all to feel like I need to be the greatest, right? Because guess what? Without you, you can't, without you being good with you, you can't be good to nobody else.
That's right.
So stop trying to run behind your homegirl, old meat, current meat, piece of meat. Stop doing that and focus on you. And I guarantee you, sis, if y'all focus on y'all self more, y'all would not worry about the haters. Y'all would not worry about who doing this. Y'all would not worry coming up on a bag, because y'all going to go out and make y'all way for y'all own bag. And the right person going to come along and see it. I'm not saying that as soon as you get out here and you coming up on your own bag, boom, that first person going to be right. Lord knows I'm not saying that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, out of anything, I would have wanted me and my baby daddy to work. I would have wanted me and Smoke to work. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love him to the core. And I think, you know, half of days I love him, the other half I hate him, and I purposely push his buttons because it's some hormonal shit going on. And lately I've been stopping myself, though. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, I'm finna get his ass. And I'll be like, no, I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you wouldn't
stop myself, boy. Because
Jesus Christ. Even that time with me, and you know how I am. I have to sometimes bite my tongue, which is hard sometimes. Oh, like, is it hard? Oh.
I have to think, like, I got to live with this man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we weren't enemies before, and we ain't going to be enemies now. He know when I act retarded, he just back away. You know what I'm saying? Like, he know I got a strong button that, bitch, you don't want this because you know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I know that I got to deal with him, so I'm trying to go on the positive track and, you know, calm up. It ain't me. But, you know, I would have wanted that. I don't know. It's something come over me and I just be mad at him. You know, I mean, I have my reasons, but, you know what I'm saying? I have to grab myself and be like, all right, you know.
I can only imagine. Oh my God. That must be fun.
I hate you. You know, be like, I want to go home.
I'm sorry,
it ain't
know.
Me. It ain't me.
No, okay.
I'm trying to control it now. I don't know how much.
Need an exorcism, please. Please.
I don't know how much I'm going to be able to control it, but I'm definitely trying. And
at least you're trying.
Because right now it's me. Right now it's me. It's 100%. I raise my hand. It's me. I am 100%, like, really, like, you know, giving him hell, you know what I'm saying? And like, I'm you know, I'm just mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm just mad at him. I mean, I have a right to be mad at him too.
Well,
but you know, I'm not gonna discuss that, but I mean, I'm just mad. So I'll get over that. But what I'm saying, ladies, is that you know, even though I know that I'm going through what I'm going through with him, right? And I had these conversations. We had the conversation like, should you wait to have sex with somebody else if you're pregnant and yada yada. Child, I ain't fuck around with nobody. I'm chilling. I be talking my shit. But, it's kind of like I know that, you know, I got to focus on me. So it wasn't like, I'm waiting on my baby daddy. No, because,
no.
You know, I'm the reason that we're not talking. But, you know, right now, but I'm just focused on me, like, with these projects. You know what I'm saying? And it's so many projects to have done, and the big one, it's really like me preparing a lot of stuff, but I can't start that project until after I have this baby. I can't start officially, so right now it's a lot of prep, you know, and getting, and trust me, we need all of this prep. So, you know, we have dates to start and in place and contracts in place and so on and so forth, but you know, I want to have this baby to, you know, get my face back small and, you know, go ahead and get my tummy done and, you know, all that good stuff. But I'll be doing that stuff as I'm working on the project because it's a big one. But, you know, I mean, you focus on yourself, boo. That's what I'm getting
That's
at.
Right.
Focus on yourself. Focus on your check. Focus on your bag.
Yes.
Your bag is not contingent with his bag. Sis, is
stop
not
comparing.
Because
stop comparing.
Because
exactly.
It's not even comparing. I'm saying, like, it's not contingent with you sitting up under him. It's not contingent with you sleeping with him. It's not contingent with what he going to give you. That ain't contingent with your bag, sis. Sis, if you cannot go 6 months without sex, you a thot.
Yep.
Y'all be talking about women that be openly sexually liberated. But, sis, if you can't go 6 months, I mean, and you can say what you want to say, but in between me and you, you can't go 6 months without sex, you would thought. When I was in porn, I was going 6 months without sex. Not 6 months back to back because I had to work, but whatever month I didn't have to work, I wouldn't have sex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a minute. And then if I worked, then, you know, that month, then it's like, shit, okay, I can have sex because this month is already out. But, you know, like, if you can't go 6 months, then you would thought. So, the longest that I went was 11 months, right? I had sex at the very beginning of me being pregnant with my last son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after that, when I cut off completely. You know what I'm saying? And I just kind of rolled. And it's really weird, too, sis, because y'all be talking about, oh, I ain't had sex in a year. Let me tell you something about your body. I'm going to give y'all another one. Now, I'm trying to give y'all as many jewels as I can tonight.
Mm-hmm.
When your body has been closed up, when your body has been closed.
Yeah.
The what?
I said the knowledge is being dropped tonight.
Right. When your body has been closed up, when nobody has entered you and you have your cycle and you keep, even if you just put a tampon in you, you know what I'm saying, and keep moving, if your body has been closed up for an extended period of time, there is a very weird smell that you will have when you first have sex, because your body has been closed for this extended amount of time. So it's not a fishy smell. It's just that muscle has been closed. It's like you opening up flesh. You know what I'm saying? And since that's the real. And you would know that it's scientifically proven. It ain't no this person, that person. But if your body has been closed for an extended period of time, you will know. He will know. It'll be like this weird smell. It ain't fish. It ain't piss. So, you know, you'll be talking about, oh, I'm fishy because I ain't had, no, bitch, no, go check that shit. It has this weird smell when that muscle closes and doesn't open. Trust me, I know. I've done this several times in my life. So, like, now this hiatus that I'm on, you know what I'm saying? Okay, bam, I'm not dealing with my baby daddy. So I'm chilling, right? So when I go to have sex, it's going to be that same thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bleed, and then it's going to be that, you know, that weird smell because it hasn't been opened up. And I have C-sections. I don't push. So, sis, you have to know that your lies don't add up to a man that really understands, you know what I'm saying, what is going on, like, with life. And so if you don't know how to love yourself, ain't nobody going to love you. If you got to always have some penis, if you got to always have it, listen, them dishes don't work because, man, them dishes will tighten you up, and then he'll get in that thing for a couple minutes, and that shit just fall apart. You know what I'm saying? You be like, ooh, you done opened me up. No, little bitch. He know he ain't opened you up. He know that. What his shit feel like, because you done fell apart and you ain't even gripping him no more. So how he done open you up bigger than him? Come on, sis. Y'all got to do better.
Yeah.
You got to do better. You know, I'm just telling you. You know what I'm saying? A man, especially a man that is coming inside of you or that you have an unprotected sex with and he pre-cum, check it out. If you have an unprotected sex with him and he pre-cum or whatever the case may be, and y'all have sex often, you're going to have a smell. You're going to have his scent, right? You got to look at animals. You know what I'm saying? Humans mimic animals, right? He's going to know his scent. It's going to be automatic. He's going to know his scent. And if he ain't, if it's another person's scent there, since he's going to know what you're doing. You can go take a bath, dog. Do you know that you can take a bath and that scent will still be there? Because that ain't nothing you can wash away.
Exactly.
It has to go away on its own. I'm just saying, maybe y'all don't understand how y'all body works, and maybe that's why y'all just so turned up. Maybe that's why y'all super thoughts. Maybe that's why, you know what I mean? Like, if you out there, you sexually liberated, it is what it is. But don't claim to be Virgin Marys and y'all turned up out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Fucking your homegirl, man, thinking that he's finna wife you, want him to tell her the truth because you giving him some, or even just thinking, oh, it's just for the come up, so I don't care. I don't want them. It's just for the come up, and then you right here stuck as well. Because karma as well, like, we didn't even touch on that. Karma will hit you, and that's why you will never be anywhere. That's why you will never progress or succeed, because that karma is on your ass.
That's right. Correct the moon double
karma.
That
karma.
Big karma.
Have you ever, like, you've been with your old lady for a very long time, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me. And have you ever separated with your old lady and came back when, you know, she's very open. So have you ever separated with your old lady when she slept and she slept with somebody else And then, you know, before she told you, or, you know, even if she told you, did you feel the difference, or did you have the scent? Did you smell his scent? Or, like, you know, have you ever even had the situation happen?
No, I never had the situation happen. No, I never had the situation. She's not the type that does that. I know you're laughing, thinking, okay, that's what you think, but no, it's true.
No, I'm laughing. You're like, oh, yeah, no, we never.
No, because she's the type that you explained earlier as far as, like when I met her years ago, she went without sex for a very long time, you understand? And she had three kids with other men, so she know, you know. She learned the hard way, but she learned, you know. And
right.
Ever since with me, you know, trust me, she don't be doing that shit. And that's one of the main reasons why, you know, I stay with her, because I know she's loyal like that. Even at times when, I you know, when my schedule and everything I'm doing, you know, she's still there. And that's something that you should respect and admire about that. You know what I mean? Not everybody, man or woman, is like that, that's going to put up with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I respect that. I really do. Because they understand what you're doing. And, you know, they know at the end of the day, they're going to come home to you. You understand what I mean? So, that is even, most of us should realize that and understand that. That you got something like that, you know, you should cherish that. You know, no matter how much temptation there is.
Well,
you should remember, you know, it's the truth.
You know how our point of view is. Like, you know, I've never, like, come on. I mean, I would never sit back. I don't know. It just all depends on who it is. Like, you know,
sure.
I'm past that point to be like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Man, come on, like, you're going to be a man. I'm more on, let's put it on the table. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. Let's put it on the table. Where you at? You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Men want women to be crazy, though. Straight up. Like, if she ain't acting crazy, man, he ain't with it for real. Men want you to chase them. Men want you to be crazy. Men want you to do all that shit. Like, that's what they want.
So if I can't dispute that.
This guy, man, this man's on probation for like 15 years, and you got a chick, man, she get mad, she called the police on you and everything, trying to send you to jail, man, it just so happened that they ain't sent you back. You know what I'm saying? You was just gone for like half of your life. You went when you was 18 and went for 15 years, and you still got 15 years papers, and this bitch called the police on you and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? When she mad, and guess what? That motherfucker's still right there. Man, I'm just trying to be the best. I've said, God, to be more careful. I need to understand. But that's probably why me and my first baby daddy was together for so long, because I was young and I was turnt, like, bruh. Like, I was like, look, don't try me. Mm-mm. I was super turnt when it came to him. But, I mean, like, this, you know, this kid right here, like, you know, I mean, I'd be turnt, but I'm just like, you know what? I don't really want to involve that much energy. I don't want to have to involve that energy where I'm pissed off and, you know, have to turn up on him and pop up to the club and, you know, extra. I don't want to have to do all of that. And I shouldn't have to do all that. He shouldn't even put me in a position to have to do all of that. But he understands that I'm crazy. Like I mean, he very much so understands that. Like, there's not a bone in his body or a thought in his head that don't understand that I don't play. So, we, you know, hopefully, you know, we have this understanding and we get there. But understanding is key. And I think, like I said, since stop trying to run behind somebody just to get attention, because you're not going to get nowhere. It never really works. All you got to do is focus on yourself. Figure out what your grind going to be. Whenever you're trying to run behind somebody else bad, that shit don't never work. I promise you, it don't work. You've been done got ran through. And so it's one of those things that you got a lot of these women, like Fetty Wap crew. Fetty Wap crew is his crew because they know he take care of his jits. Fetty Wap crew, his crew, because they getting a paycheck. Man, they get in with Fetty Wap, man. Look, they getting a paycheck. That's why all of them sleeping with him without a rubber. Ain't none of them, don't none of them give a care. They, like, we all part of the zoo. Like, okay, we all safe. We all clean. And he putting babies in them because he can take care of all of them. He ain't putting babies in all these women that can't take care of them. You know what I'm saying? Or looking for them to take care of him. He doing it and he taking care of them, right? So they after the bag, you know what I'm saying? They want to be secure, you know? And that's you got women that's like that. It's like, hey, let's be a family, you know what I'm saying? And then you got women that, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do all the baby mamas and all that. Like, nah, you know, like, I'm cool with baby mamas because, you know, we stuck with each other. You know what I mean? We, you know, our children need to grow up together. But if I have to deal with baby mamas, I'm more than likely not finna deal with nothing on the outside. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't finna be having no bunch of babies outside of mine. For my baby daddy right here, like, all jokes aside, like, my jit should be the last jit that he has. Like, I swear to God, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real. Like, I don't care even if we got back together. I would not accept any other kid after mine.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know. But, like, women have to understand, like, focus on you, man. Stop thinking his bag is what's going to save you, because that's not what's going to save you. Stop thinking that, you know, you got, I mean, y'all go and invest all this money in trying to look like something and trying to be somebody and trying to be on fleek and all of this stuff, but you ain't got your stuff situated. I wish I would go spend $200 on hair. I got my own hair. I got dreads. I can get them done and get the ends, you know, dyed and put it in a mohawk and whatever the case may be. I really wish I would go and spend $200 and $300 on some hair just to look good for somebody else, right? Because somebody, look, take me as I am or don't take me at all. So guess what? I had my dreads the whole time, and for the most part, I wore my dreads from the time I seen my baby daddy. Whether he liked them or not, he didn't like them. I used to have, like, my ponytail before. Like, I had pretty long hair for, you know, my whole life. So I used to have a ponytail at the top of my head, and now I had the dreads. Now, he wasn't a fan of them, but it wasn't like he hated them. But I didn't put the first nothing on. You know what I'm saying? You fuck with me, you fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And come on. I mean, he a legend. So you got to stand out for you. You, all of the things that you think is going to pull a man, come on. Now, he ain't going to let me go out with him to the club with my
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he ain't going to let me do all of that. But at the same time, like, you know, your folks gonna respect you for who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, none of that matters. Like, the things that y'all women pay attention to really don't matter to a real man, sis. So I think you need to focus on being real yourself, and then maybe people will take you for face value. I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe if you stop wearing the lace fronts and the wigs, then you will have edges, and then you can do a little something with your own hair. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But what do I know?
When I was dating a doctor, that's how I started growing my regular hair out. He was like, oh, yeah, I ain't really into all that weave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty natural, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people do prefer natural over that. And that's why I said I'm not getting nothing added. I'm just getting my stomach done, you know, my stomach done back right. I ain't getting nothing added to my body. I don't want no more booty. I don't want no hips. I don't want nothing. I just need you to take it away as far away as you can and call it a day. I don't want to change my shape, you know, how things, I need to flatten my stomach back out. Not to say that, who knows, it may go back down, but I know I want to get it done, so.
Sure.
That's my guilty pleasure. But I know it, and, you know, that's why I'm suited and booted and ready, you know. I ain't sitting down waiting on nobody to pay for it for me. You know, I know that that's what I want. So that's what I did, made sure that I can go get it. I went and did a consultation and all. You hear me? I was, like, serious. And the reason I did it, because I was trying to I was trying to get them to give me a tummy tuck while I was having my baby.
You're having a baby.
The whole procedure. I'm like, dude, can you just, you know, incorporate it, like, come in there, you know, when he, you know, pull the baby out, and then you, you know, tuck everything and, you know, give me back light.
See.
And he was
I see.
Oh,
I see.
So,
I was like,
yeah,
damn.
That's what I was shooting for.
Gotcha. I think that's the wrong way.
Oh, you thought I was saying before I had, yeah, no.
Yeah. I was like, damn, can you wait the baby to come out first?
Oh, yeah, I gotta. I was trying to, what I was trying to do, though. I was really trying to, I thought that that was an option. Like, swear to God, I did. Somebody had said something like, you know, won't you ask your doctor to give you a tummy tuck? Because they have to, you know, they have to know how to, you know, do certain things, and they have to cut you and pull the baby out of you or whatever. But my last doctor did an amazing job. He cleaned up my scar and put it back, you know, and did it awesome. So I went to the consultation, and I was like, hey, so in June, I'm having this baby, and I want the surgeon to come in when I'm having the baby to give me the tummy tuck. And he laughed his butt off. Oh, my God. And so I'm laughing, and I was like, yes, yes. So y'all got the mommy makeover, too, and yada, yada. And he was like, yeah, no, you got to wait 6 months, at least 6 months. You know, some people say 6 to 12, but you got to wait at least 6 months so your body can heal. I was like, what?
Man,
why
can't
would
get
you
a
do
superwoman?
This to me? Right,
right. Yeah, I mean, I'm right here. Let's get it done. I'm already here.
Didn't I tell
Let's
y'all what I wanted before I even came down here?
Yeah. Don't worry. You know, I got you. Check to the clip. Since I'm here, fuck it. Nah, you got to wait 3 to 6 months.
But he's in the perimeter area, so he's not too far from me. But my thing was, like, I was like, now I know I told y'all what I wanted before I got here. So why would you make me come to this whole consultation? He was like, at least it was free. I was like, listen, okay. So he was like, you want to go ahead and put your down payment now? I was like, no. That's a whole year. You mean to tell me, like, okay, I have my baby in June, and I can't come back to January? And it's going to be after my birthday, because they said 2 to 3 weeks heal time. I don't trust that. It's going to have to be after my birthday. I'm not trying to be, no. No. Unless can do it in December. And that can be my Christmas present.
I was about to, you beat me to it. God damn it. That's what I was going to try to say. I was trying to say, now we know what your wish list is for Christmas 2018, a year ahead.
Right. Now, if I could do that and be back right for my birthday, now I definitely would do that. But you know, I'm not gonna go in January because I'm missing this birthday. Like, I'm missing everything at this point. I can't really turn up for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for none of that. You know, it's just one of those moments. So I've been just like, whatever. I think the last I turned up with my baby daddy a few times. We had some drinks, but I was just like, I don't know. Like, I knew, like, I couldn't really drink for real. Like, we had plenty of drinks. We had plenty of bottles, but, you know, it just made me him. So that was my last little hoorah for a whole little minute. No more fun for me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
But I don't want to pick back up that habit of drinking. Like, picking up that habit of drinking is a heavy habit, and that's how you gain that weight. And if you stop drinking, you will lose a lot of weight. And so I think that's one of the things that I want to do. I don't really want to pick that back up. I mean, I want to have another way to turn up. I'm not a weed smoker, you know, I don't like anything that's going to put me down. And that just have me ready to go to sleep, you know. So it ain't much partying we can do after we smoke because I'm going to be sleepy. I might want to clean up, eat, and then go to sleep, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That's not my my mojo. No.
Mm-hmm.
It smells good, you know, but that's about it.
It's almost sounding like you're giving your New Year's resolutions early. It's not like, okay, this is what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm forced this year.
So.
I'm finally forced this year. Like,
yeah.
I haven't
Run
had anything
my head.
To drink.
Like, damn.
In November, I hadn't had anything to drink in November at all. And during December. It was more like the earlier part of October. Yeah, because I found out I was pregnant, I think at the end of October or something like that.
Well, I'm going to pour a little liquor for you. This is for my homegirl, and I pour it on the street. You know?
Nah.
Well, she's dead? No, she's not dead. No. She's not dead. She just can't drink right now. Long story.
You're childish.
Yeah, but in a good way.
So childish.
I'm childish, but in a good way.
Whatever.
I love to have fun. Life too short.
That's true. No, you can keep that liquor. Don't be wasting no liquor.
Oh, hell no. No, it'll be, you know, just a little bit. No, I ain't stupid. And the rest is for me. But at least I thought of you. Shit, I just said, fuck this. Goggle. Yeah. Nah, at least I thought of you. Shoot, most motherfuckers won't even think of that. Fuck that.
Well, look, just think about me. Don't waste no liquor now.
Sure enough, I'll do that. I'll drink to that right now.
They say, I read something that said, stop calling him Zaddy if you're taking care of him. That's your son.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hell, that's a good one. You should post that. That's actually a good thing. Like, I love those shits that make you think. I know a lot of people in society don't like it. They like dumb shit to be put out there. But I love shit that you know, like one of those quote shits, and you go, yeah, you know, and you go, ooh, that's a good one. I like that. Because, you know, it hits your level of intelligence. Like, oh, I see what you're talking about. And other dumb motherfuckers be like, oh, I have no idea. I'm not going to like that one. Ain't showing nothing, no video about no dumb shit. I like shit that make you think. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like to see a video every now and then that make me laugh. But I'm saying, like, I love real philosophy shit. You know, that deep thinking shit. I like that shit. I love that. You'd be like,
right.
Oh, I like that. Someone else intelligent other than me. Thank God. Society has a chance. We have a shot, maybe. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, we'll run along with that. But it's hard to believe that. I was saying this a few weeks ago. I did say this to you a few weeks ago. It seems like every year, it's funny, when you're younger, a little off topic, but when you're younger, it seems like the years go by so slow, especially when you were in school as a kid. And now that you're an adult, it's like, damn, wasn't it just January? Like, what the fuck happened? It just went so by so fast. Like, what do you mean Christmas is here? Fuck, it was just fucking Labor Day. You know, shit like that. You know, like, what the hell happened? This is my philosophy. And I noticed this trend. This is coming from my mind. So, you know, only the words I'm about to speak are not you know, are the same thoughts that maybe the new Miss Lovely Black is thinking, but this is what I say. It seems like once you hit Memorial Day, the shit just flies. Before you know, it's Labor Day. And then once you hit that, it's fucking Christmas time. It's unbelievable. It's like, but like in the beginning year, it's like, okay, it goes at a normal pace. But then once it hits like Memorial Day weekend, forget about it. The year just flies. You go, holy shit, now my birthday's coming up. God damn it. Less than a month to my birthday already. I'm like, God damn. Like, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know about, because I'm like, shoot, I have my children in the summertime, and it just seems like it takes forever for them to get here.
That's an exception then. When you got kids, then it's like, nah, it seems slow as fuck to me. Especially during the summertime when there's no school. But I understand that. Yeah, that makes sense. Like I said. But yeah, it seems like when you're an adult, man, it's just time just flies. I remember a school year seemed like a
time,
school year.
Oh,
yes. Oh, that was a school, or as I call it, jail. Oh, it seemed forever. I was like, oh, can June come? And now when you're older, it's like, damn, can time slow down a little bit? Shit, I don't want to go to the grave this quick. Shit, I got too much living to do. The fuck? Thank God I've aged pretty well. Thank God. Thank God for that. I'm lucky with that shit. Because, you know, I don't look my age. Thank God I look my age. And sometimes I act like my age. But the bottom line is I am mature and full of wisdom. I am. I just like to be silly. I can never be that totally serious. You know, like, I like to have fun. I like to make people laugh. I like, you know, I can't. I can't. I think I can't go through a whole day just being stern-faced and, like, unless I'm really going through some fucked up shit or something, maybe. But I'm just that type of guy. Like, I believe every day you live your life to the fullest, and, you know, life's too short for the bullshit. You gotta, you know, stay away from negativity as much as you can. People who are negative trying to bring you down, and just, you know, go for it. You need to go for it in a positive way and go from there. And that's how you live your life. And I think that's a healthy way to approach it. You know, because I believe in certain diseases you get because you're very stressed. When you're very stressed, the body just starts shutting down. Your immune system just don't work as well. And if you're very stressed and you got a lot of shit going on, that's how you get sick and shit like that. And then, you know, you just have to, you know, stay focused, be with great people that have your back and support you. You know what I mean? You don't need to have a lot of people. You just have that small circle of people that you know that they're for you, they love you for you, and you go from there. That's all you have to ask for. You know, you got a great family. You know, thank God everybody healthy. Just do what you got to do and focus on the goals you need to accomplish. If everybody was like that, the world would be a better place. They're just looking at someone else's yard, thinking that the other side of the fence is greener, which sometimes is not always true. I'm just saying. So, that's with that.
Right.
You know, just work on your goals. You know, that should be everybody. Everybody should think that way. And that's a thing, too. People should not wait till New Year's time to be like, okay, well, my New Year's resolutions, when you know damn well most of y'all motherfuckers don't even follow your shit. Be like a day later, well, so much for losing weight. You know? You be like that every day. Don't wait till New Year's time. Now I'm gonna do it. No, yeah, all right. You know damn well you ain't gonna do that shit. First of all, you should be like that every day. Why you wait till it's this time of year? You should be like that all the time. You know what I mean? Don't wait till, well, you know, now, you know, you should always be like, okay, from a few months from now I wanna be this. Or whatever. Give yourself a goal and a time frame. Okay, at this time, like actually you were saying this earlier. At a certain time, at a certain age, you should be this. Okay? You should be this. Otherwise you're not evolving. You know, you're just gonna disappear. Meaning that you're just gonna be part of that statistic where you just lost. You have to be okay,
right.
At this point I'm gonna be this, you know? Better yourself, you know. You know, learn shit. You're never too old to learn shit, okay? You know, don't be just, trust me, I've learned more shit since I've been out of school than I've been in school, which makes me think, man, the school system was just bullshit. I've learned some real shit more off away from school than I did when I was in school, you know what I mean? You know, take extra time to knowledge yourself. I've always said knowledge yourself is the key. You always have knowledge yourself. I'm not saying every, let me make this clear. I'm not saying everything in school is bullshit, but you know what I'm saying. There's certain things where it's like, okay.
Most of it is.
Most of it is. Oh, yeah. Most of it is. That's why I'm not saying exactly. I would say it's at least over 80% bullshit. Maybe even higher. Okay, 95%. 5%. 5%, you might actually learn some shit. But you know what I'm trying to say? Everything else, you have to really learn on your own. On certain, you know, real history shit. Real life shit,
right,
that people should learn. And that's what they should put in schools. They should put in schools, okay, how you open a bank account. Hey, how you have people skills. You know, that's what they should teach in school. Besides the obvious reading, writing, math, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sorry, unless I'm going to be an architect, algebra ain't going to do a goddamn fucking thing for me. Okay? Certain shit, it just makes no goddamn sense. They just force your ass. Well, you need this elective. Well, why? I know I'm not going to fucking use this shit. It's a waste of time to me.
Right.
It should be, okay, what you want to be. Okay, if you're going to be a scientist, whatever, okay, fine. Then you go for that shit. Algebra, sequential math, you know, shit like that. But if you do another shit, that shit ain't going to help me. X, you know, 3 point, you know, pi equals 3.16. Yeah, that's going to pay my bills, right? I know it. What the fuck that gonna do? But me buying a compass and using graph paper and all that bullshit. Come on now.
You're
I'm not gonna be a meteorologist. Unless I'm gonna be a meteorologist or some shit. That's a different story. All right. That's different. But don't shove this shit down my throat knowing damn well this ain't gonna benefit me at all in my future. Okay, that's all I'm saying. It should be a system where, you know, the basic, don't get me wrong, reading, writing, stuff like that, but it should be real life shit. They should teach kids, like, okay, how you open a bank account. Now, I remember when I was a kid, they had you open a bank account, which was cool. Like, okay, that's okay. Now it should be, okay, how you save your money. See, these things, they should do that. You know what I'm saying? Besides the fact that your parents should do that anyway, like, you know, show you that way. But you know what I'm trying to say? Like, because when you graduate, real life hits you in the ass. And then when you meet these same people that you saw in high school, you know, 15, 20 years later, like, wow, life really kicked you in the ass. Look how you, my God, what happened to you? Sometimes,
right.
you know, it's just, that's how I feel. They should put, like, that would be, like, if I ruled the world and everybody would have a real education, like, learn how to be an entrepreneur, learn how to, you know, do certain shit, you know, real life shit you need to survive. You know, how to own a house. You know, when you go to high school, they should teach you, okay, how you go out there and get a job, how you build from there and your portfolio. You know, shit like that. You know,
right.
That's real schooling. Not this.
They don't need to teach you how to get no job. They need to teach you how to run your own business, man. You know what I mean?
That's
job
what I'm saying,
shit.
Entrepreneur.
They already teach you how to be a follower. You know what I'm saying? When you should.
True.
Not expected to work 40 hours
exactly.
a week for 40 years of your life for 40% of what you put up.
That's not real. That's not living. Yeah, exactly. That's not living. You're just living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah, that's exactly.
Uh-huh.
It should be entrepreneurship. Like, open your own shit. How you build it from there. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know there's colleges and shit, which I hate. Most colleges, I think, are full of shit. All they do is take your money and do what the fuck they want, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I believe as I get older, you know, homeschooling, I think, is the way for me. Especially if you have somebody that...
Yeah, you gotta teach your kid.
You know what I'm saying? And especially where the shit been going down lately out there. Yeah, you know what? Better be
yeah, you
home.
Gotta teach your children, man.
You know what I'm saying?
My youngest son, he is very...
He's very smart.
He's very smart, right? And whatever he sees, he pick up fast. And
amazing.
So I teach him a lot of things, like things that I probably shouldn't teach him at three.
That
but
age.
I teach him a lot of different things.
That's good.
I don't want him to grow up and get a job, and that's not what I'm training my children to be. You know, I'm actually trying to have it set where he will have a house, you know, already, and he would have this. The thing is, you know, you just pray that you'll be here to see, you know, that they become the successor of things that you work hard for, because people aren't going to work as hard for what you have, and they may lose it. But no, I want my kids to see things in a different light. And I was just saying today that I think I'm going to go back to a stay at home mom for the next 4 years. And basically I'll just, you know, do work from home, continue working my business, you know, and moving around. Like, I have to focus on what I'm doing myself, because that's the only way that I'm going to get to where I'm going. So I think that, you know, I can still do my, you know, things. I just got to, you know, I have to have a nanny. I have to have a traveling nanny with me. But I want to go places with my kids. I want to do things with my kids. So, you know, they will understand and see the world. My oldest son, he's gone. He's gone in the morning. This is his last day being in Atlanta. But, you know, my younger kids, I want them to appreciate, you know, the beautiful land, and, you know, appreciate the things that you can get done without having to, you know what I'm saying, think that it's supposed to just be given to you. But definitely not working for anybody. That's not teaching them.
Exactly. You know, owning, not renting, and no one gets a handout. You have to work hard for your shit, to get your shit. You know, there's no handouts here. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has to earn their shit. That's how it should be.
Either going to be a renter or an owner. And I'm an owner.
Right.
I'm not a
God
renter. I don't want to rent
God
space in your life. I need to own it.
God damn
I don't,
it.
Wanna, I don't
damn
want
right.
temporary situations. I need permanent situations. It's a very
Thank
big
you.
Difference from being a renter and an owner. And that goes back to
God
the conversation
right.
for tonight. When you are a renter, you're renting space in this person's life. You know what I'm saying? You can't be out here trying to be a owner, but you're allowing yourself to be a renter. You're allowing yourself to be, you know, a temporary fix. You have to learn to be that permanent situation. You got to respect you, because if you don't respect you, then nobody else will respect you. And you got to start
Damn.
Understanding what your value is. And you're going to lose a lot of people from around you. But guess what? If you lose people from around you, they wasn't supposed to be there. Know your value.
Yeah, exactly.
Know your worth. Start saying no. Start saying, I deserve better. And when you start looking yourself in the mirror saying, I deserve better, and you're putting forth that conscious effort, you're gonna get better.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Answer frequently. Yeah, that's what, you know.
Right.
You know, life is not easy, but it's not extremely hard as well. You know, you follow those philosophies, and you work hard at it, trust me, you're going to get to that, you know.
Right.
Get off your ass.
It's just making somebody
ass.
Respect you.
Yeah,
it really
you know,
is making somebody respect you, because most of these people, okay, you got to think, you're in a world where women don't make men respect them anymore. Women put up with whatever just to say that they're with them. And me, I'm not that person. You know what I'm saying? I told my baby daddy today, I'm different, and you're going to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to just give me what you think is good enough for me. You're going to give me what I feel is good enough for me. And that's whether you give it to me willingly or I strong arm it. But you're not going to just give me what you want to give me that you give everybody else that they're content with, because I am not them. I am me. I'm a product of myself. So, I mean, guys, just think about the things that we had to say, man. I mean, it's very valuable jewels, and, you know, I mean, it's all for the growth of you. You know, a lot of people can talk about the continuous BS, but we want you to grow. Make sure you check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. Follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. On Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one as well. We are here every Sunday, just about every Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, me and my awesome co-host and whomever that likes to call in. It's been a while since we didn't have anybody to call in, but we didn't have anybody call in tonight. Kind of weird.
I know. That's how I called the last time.
Make sure. Yeah, I was like, oh, nobody called in.
So, is it something about me?
I feel some No.
I'm kidding.
No, that's the same thing that they were saying when you wouldn't call it in. But no, call in or listen via the link, blogtalkradio.com/thenewmisslovelyblack. I post the radio show's information at the top of the week normally or wherever I get it. So I want to thank everyone again for tuning in to Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black. I so appreciate you, and we'll see you same time, same place next Sunday. Have an awesome week. Stay blessed, stay focused, and have faith. Good night.
That's right. Good night. Peace out, everybody. Ladies and tomatoes.
Ha,